Supervisor Alexander.
Next is Amendment 1B017 by Supervisor Alexander.
I move to deny.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious that there's a move for denial before we've presented what the difference in the amendment is, but I'll be happy to present that for the other members of the committee who might remain on the
dissent. You can present it to all of us. It's okay to have a motion, but we all had the opportunity to read it, too. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
My reading skills are really good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The original amendment that this committee has passed to support keeping Noyes and Pulaski pools open is a move in the right direction. I did do a lot of research. I looked at a lot of data. I met with constituents and held town hall meetings regarding the pools. I do believe that our pools are worth saving, but I also believe that the current path that these pools are on is an unsustainable path. If we're going to take the move with taxpayer dollars to save these pools and to keep them open, I would ask the committee to consider this amendment, which looks a little bit more long-term in the interest of the pools, so that we don't end up walking down the same path where 3 or 5 years from now the pools are up for closure again. If this is going to remain a taxpayer-funded amenity for our communities and for our districts, then I think that we need to be responsible for maintaining the assets that we have and create a way for this to be sustainable in the future and long-term. So the difference between this amendment that I'm presenting, 1B017, and the amendment previously approved by this committee is that it adds language so that any high priority repairs that have leftover funding once accomplished, that funding could be used for medium priority repairs. Second, it changes the Org 9000 operating budget for the Parks Department to increase admission fees by $1. Every single resident in support of keeping the pools open that attended my town hall meetings and reached out to me when I asked them how they felt about the fees, they were supportive of the notion of raising fees for people to use the pools in order to fund a marketing plan through the Parks Department to answer the public's concerns that people don't even know these pools are available. So it would increase marketing of the pools, outreach in the communities, and help people know that they're available and increase programs and usage for the pools if they're that valuable of an asset for us to keep and maintain. Next, it requests that the Parks Department work with economic development in order to explore opportunities for public-private partnerships regarding the pools, to collaborate publicly working with Parks Friends Group to secure donations for the pools, including exploring whether or not sale or lease of land or space at or adjacent to the pools in those parks could be a viable option for future sustainability. A lot of my constituents came to me and said, please keep our pool open. There's other land in this park adjacent to where perhaps a public-private partnership could be started, where a gym is opened or where unused parkland could be used for other purposes to generate revenue to help support the pools. This also adds a provision so that any money received back from the O'Donnell Park lawsuits in 2014 would be allocated to parks capital needs. As many of you know, in 2010, $6 million of county funding was spent regarding O'Donnell Park, and that was reallocated out, and that's why we're in the position we're in now without funding for the capital needs of the pools. Currently, there's a lawsuit in place regarding $4 million in repairs to O'Donnell Park. The outcome of those lawsuits are currently undetermined, but if in 2014 those lawsuits and or any appeals would conclude and there were a payment to the county, this provision would indicate that the money would go back to the park's capital budget. So those are the main changes. I ask for you to consider approving this amendment. It does not do anything detrimental to the prior amendment approved to this committee other than to expand the long-term future of these pools so that we can turn something that we know is currently unsustainable into a public asset that will be sustainable for years to come. Thank you.
Any discussion? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. With this a substitute, then what was our bottom line as far as this one has a levy savings of $521,000. What was our previous amendment?
Jan McKnight?
Chairman, supervisors, I believe the levy downer savings of the previous amendment was roughly
$441,465.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I think she left.
Oh. That wasn't changed. Kept $100,000.
Okay.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the motion of raising fees to pay for marketing is moot now because we do have a donor that has come forward and that can free up funds. And
Mr. Chairman, we can't hear. Is the microphone on?
They couldn't hear you. If you could just repeat your comments.
Mr. Chair, we do have a donor that has already come forward to contribute to these pools, and it is moot now that you would need to raise fees on users just to support marketing the pools. So I think at this point, the Parks Department would have the funds to use in their own department to apply to that. And they do have one of the more successful marketing departments that we have in the county. I think they should be able to handle it on their own. I don't think the need of raising fees and continue to keep our pools affordable for the community is important. So I'd be against this motion of substituting or reconsidering this this item. I think we also would have to vote on reconsideration as well.
Right. Currently, the motion before us is to deny this amendment.
Okay. So we can even motion to deny even before reconsideration. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess I would support the motion to deny. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In conclusion, I was on the fence about the pools issue in the very beginning. I said I wanted to hear all the data and understand why are these pools important to the community? How are these pools being used? Why do we have pools? Are there people who are passionate about them and want to keep them open? And I found the answer to that was yes. I was able to get behind keeping the pools open. But if we move forward without marketing these pools, without achieving an appropriate fee structure, which might I remind you, the community is supportive of higher fees and voiced willingness to pay it, and it's still affordable, these pools won't be sustainable, and the county board will find itself in the same position 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now, questioning what do we do about the pools because they're not sustainable. I'm offering you an opportunity to go down the path of keeping these pools long-term and taking care of our assets. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, do I have the floor?
Yeah, you have the floor.
And I just want to follow up on that. I don't think raising the fees, how much is it in this? Is it 50 cents or a dollar? Is going to really create the revenue needed to do what the supervisor is asking. I see this as an opportunity for our Parks Department to step up and to use funds that they will have at their disposal to do this, not passing on the burden just because we can to our pool users who really want to save their pools. And, yes, they may be willing to pay more, but, again, this is a resource for the county to provide for our residents, and just like libraries that, you know, you don't expect libraries to make money, I don't think we should have the mindset that our pools need to make money either. It's a resource for the community to use. Thank you.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Supervisor Bowen did touch on a couple of my comments, but I was at the public hearing the other day, and I didn't hear anyone, and I was actually taking notes, get up and say that they were willing to pay higher fees. In addition, I've been on the board almost 10 years, and I think it's established that because it is a county pool, it's not ever going to make money. It's not for the purpose of making money. It's for the purpose of having a place for our seniors who can't afford anywhere else to exercise, having a place for people who are disabled to come and to get their physical therapy and to do their water aerobics, or just simply to socialize with other people who have developmental disabilities. And for the seniors, a place to, it's not a priority for me that they become self-sustaining, and I understand that's a philosophical difference with the author, but that's the reason for my motion for denial. The marketing, I believe, falls on the shoulders of all of us. You know, Pulaski Pool is not in my district, but it's right across the street from my district. There's a huge sign outside that says, have your birthday party here. Have I ever posted that on my Facebook wall? Have I ever tweeted about it? Have I ever? No, I'm guilty. You know, Kosciuszko Community Center is right down the street. I talked to the chairwoman the other day, and I said, hey, you know, Eddie Santiago, the director at COSI, does a wonderful job every quarter of putting out this programming booklet that talks about all of the great stuff that's going on at COSI, all the different classes and all of the different volunteer opportunities. But it doesn't say anything about Pulaski Park, which is right up the street, which is a perfect fit for that community center because, you know, we get seniors in there to use the workout rooms or to do Zumba or whatever. So we definitely could assist in marketing the pool. We just, you know, it's one of those things that, and again, you know, I said this the other day, I'm kind of grateful that the county executive puts these things in the budget to be cut because it brings out that citizen advocate. You know, we saw some people here testifying that may have never, ever been down to the county board to testify on anything, but they came, they had their facts together, you know, they came in a group, they were from the district, they used the pool, and this is the type of thing that gets people infused. And so now those individuals will also become stewards of that pool. And so this is just a great reminder to all of us that we do have these great amenities in Milwaukee County. And no, they don't make money. But they're really, in some instances, the heart of our neighborhoods. And so we have to do what we have to do in order to preserve them. But pricing them so that it's so high that you can't use them, or that you can't use them on the regular basis that you use them now, to me, it's not the answer. And so I know a couple of years ago, Supervisor Wyshon and Dmitrievich put forward an amendment that actually lowered the price of pool admission when the deep water pool, deep well pools were in trouble, and that actually increased attendance. And so I think we need to look for more opportunities like that. And, again, I think marketing should be the responsibility of all of us. The Parks Department has one of the best marketing departments, you know, hands down in Milwaukee County. And I'm 110% sure that they're going to be able to take this by the horns and really do us proud. Thank you.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't we make this a test vote here? If denial fails, then we have to do the whole reconsideration thing.
Let's do it.
Let's just take the temperature of the committee. We have a motion to deny. Do you have anything further? Anything you want to add? Supervisor Mayo? Oh, okay. Okay, let's take the roll on the motion to deny.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to deny Amendment 1B017 is approved.
Thank you.